This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with acting president of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, in New Delhi today. Ms. Rodriguez arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. She is accompanied by a delegation comprising the ministers of foreign affairs, economy and finance, science and technology, communication and information, and transportation. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, India and Venezuela enjoy warm and friendly relations underpinned by cooperation in the energy sector, trade and shared commitment to the Global South. It said the visit is expected to further strengthen bilateral ties and deepen engagement between the two countries across diverse sectors. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the 73rd plenary session of Northeastern Council NEC in Shillong, Meghalaya today. The Ministry of Development of Northeast Region said that the session will discuss and deliberate on progress made by the CM high-level task forces constituted for critical sectors of regional development. During the session, presentations will be made on tourism, agriculture and horticulture, investment promotion, economic corridor development, infrastructure and connectivity, and handloom and handicrafts. In Bihar, three people lost their lives and several others sustained injuries after a massive fire broke out at a private hospital located under the jurisdiction of the Brahmapura police station in Muzaffarpur last night. Muzaffarpur District Magistrate Subrat Kumar Sen confirmed the deaths and stated that a number of patients remain in critical condition. They have been shifted to other hospitals for treatment as authorities continue to monitor the situation. According to the hospital administration, the blaze originated in the ICU due to an alleged short circuit. The inaugural edition of the World Yogasan Sports Championship is set to kick off this evening at Trans Stadia in Ahmedabad, Gujarat, marking a historic milestone on the global sporting roadmap. Prime Minister Modi will virtually join the mega event in the evening to share his best wishes as yoga enthusiasts and athletes from across the globe gather for the competition. We have a report from our correspondent.
The five-day event will witness participation from over 400 participants from 60 countries, including the United States. Organized under the aegis of World Yogasana and hosted by Yogasan Bharat, this milestone event aims to pave the way for the inclusion of yoga in multi-sports event globally, along with spreading awareness about yoga and wellness globally. Competitors will participate in seven official Yogasan categories, including artistic and rhythmic yoga divisions, where they will be assessed on strength, flexibility, balance, endurance and precision under global standardized judging criteria. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has encouraged countrymen to practice yoga regularly. Sharing a Sanskrit quote, Mr. Modi said that regular yoga practice keeps the body healthy and the mind calm. He added that one can lead a balanced and energetic life by making yoga a part of daily routine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat and Daman tomorrow. He will dedicate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 18,800 crore rupees in Surat across the road, power and industrial sectors. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a 200-bed ESIC hospital in Surat, providing modern secondary healthcare across key specialities. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, is conducting massive search operations across nine spots in the border town of Champai along the Mizoram-Myanmar frontier today. The agency said the major crackdown is targeting a highly organized cross-border network involved in the large-scale smuggling of illegal Burmese supari, which is dry areca nets, into India. The directorate informed that the ongoing raids focus primarily on the residences and business premises of prominent local facilitators of the smuggling network. In football, hosts India have booked their place in the final of the SAF Women's Championship after defeating Bhutan 1-0 in the semi-final at Margao in Goa yesterday. Samfida Nongrum scored the match-winning goal in the 58th minute to help India move into their first SAF Women's Championship final in 6 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.